following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Miller Lite.
A pleasant good evening to you, Zach Zaidman, joined by a couple of the newest Bears, Jason Campbell and Michael Bush, and we get to do it. Game day, Soldier Field. You guys play the preseason opener later tonight against the Denver Broncos, and usually that means guys like you are going to be playing a lot.
Yeah, you're right. You know, it's that time of the year again. You know, open up tonight, you know, against Denver. I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot of eyes on this game because Peyton Manning's coming back. Be his first preseason game, and you know, since he played last. And you know, it's just exciting just to get back out there on the field. You know, is everything going to be perfect? No, but it's time to get back on the field. Guys get a chance to hit someone else besides our own teammates for a while and just see where we're at. You know, just see where we're at for us improving our football team and the things that we need to do. Because it's hard to assimilate game-like situations unless it's on game day.
You know, Michael's laughing, so that means he's thinking of something right now.
Yeah, I mean, what better way to start against an opponent who you're used to? You know, so they know you know them, and I'm sure it's going to be some trash talking going on, so that's what they do. So we ready for it. Yeah, I'm ready for it.
I know. It's funny that it's like a Raiders All Access with the two of you. I mean, you guys come from the AFC West where you face the Broncos twice a year, every single year, and now you take them on again. But it's a different team. I don't know about you. I'm pumped to see what Peyton Manning's going to look like. If you're an NFL fan, you want to know.
Yeah, as an NFL fan, you definitely want to know. And then as guys that play the game and, you know, have much respect for the game in that position, you know, you also just want to see him. You know, you're excited about him getting an opportunity to come back and play because he's one of the premier quarterbacks to ever play the game. And just to see him in a different uniform is going to be kind of odd. You know, you're used to seeing him in the coach uniform. But, you know, now to see him in a different uniform and just, you know, see how he interacts with the other guys that's around him and everything, it'll be interesting to see and see how long he plays. You know, no one's really not sure.
I know that last year, you probably remember this game. The Bears played a memorable game against the Broncos in Denver. It was the low point of the season. Marion Barber runs out of bounds. It was an ugly game, and I think it hurt you guys because you were in the playoff hunt, right, with the Raiders?
Yeah, we were. Yeah, because I think we had played you guys first, and then y'all went and played Denver.
Yeah, and both were losses. It's a time that they like to forget. But one of the major reasons that both of you guys are here is because the lack of depth that occurred during the final month of the season when guys got hurt. I keep talking to a lot of people around Bourbonnais and Hallis Hall about the two of you, and they say, you know what? Jason Campbell's still a starter. Michael Bush is still a starter. So it's weird to me that you guys sacrificed what you did to come here and play for the Bear. Why did you guys come here?
Well, you know, free agency is so tough, and, you know, National Football League, it's all about, like, when you look at the Bears, you hear Coach Lovie Smith. You know, he's been here for 9 years. He has stability here. You look at the football team from top to bottom. They're a veteran football team, and there are guys that have been established, guys that are used to each other. So when I was going through free agency, you know, of course I feel like I can still be out there starting for you know, a lot of other teams. But at the same time, you know, Peyton Manning was on the free agency at the time, and people – you know, was really trying to get him. So, you know, that kind of stalled a lot of things. And then the Bears was really pursuing me and coming after me and everything. And, you know, you didn't want to turn down a great opportunity to join a great organization like the Bears, you know, with a head coach like Coach Smith and a veteran football team, you know, just keep waiting around. Because you keep waiting around, there's no guarantees that all those other situations would have worked out either. And then you'd be sitting at home being like, man, I made a mistake because I didn't take the opportunity where people were really pursuing me, you know, during that time. So everything happened for a reason. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be a Bear. I feel like I can learn a lot, you know, within this organization, within the coaching staff that we have. And you know, I said it's even better because Bush is here with me.
Yeah, at least you know somebody. Yeah. And I know that you – am I wrong on this, Michael? Didn't you come close to Cincinnati? We heard rumors that you were close to going to Cincinnati.
I thought I was, but I guess they had other plans. You know, I had met with those guys first. I feel like it was closer to home. I also know that owner likes to, you know, get a lot of money off of jersey sales and, you know, filling the seats. And I thought, you know, that was a perfect place for me
to
be.
Yeah, you grew up in Louisville.
I grew up in Louisville, so that's close to Cincinnati. But things didn't work out that way. I mean, unlike Jason, you know, I don't think I had a lot of opportunities to go different places. But I know the Bears were after me, you know, tough, you know, since day one. And like you said, with Coach Smith being here and the team has been always, like, going to the playoffs and, you know, Erlacher and Briggs on the defense, you know, playing with great people on your team makes a decision a whole lot easier for you to come here.
I mean, it says something that there's real legit opportunity to win something big here this year.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, we don't try to, you know, jump and look at games, you know, on the schedule or any of that. I think everything's a work in progress. You know, we have to take every practice one day at a time, every game one game at a time. And you know, we have to really work to help each other improve, you know, competing against each other in practice to help make each other better. And that's the only way you win in this league, you know, is by being competitive day in and day out. And like I said, one thing we have to do this season is stay healthy, you know, stay healthy and everyone just keep grinding. And that's the only way you win in this league. And you look at this team, it's definitely a team that can contend and definitely a team that it's one of the elite football teams in the league. But, you know, we can't worry about that. You know, it's all on paper. You know, we just have to go out and execute and just continue to push each other and play hard each and every day in practice and in the games and let everything else just take care of itself.
This is Bears All Access with Jason Campbell and Michael Bush. And you said something, Michael, early on in camp that struck me. Someone was questioning whether or not you could catch the ball out of the backfield, whether or not, you know, you're more than just a guy that runs between the tackles. It seems to me from your answer, there's a lot more to Michael Bush than I think people realize.
Yeah, once you get stuck with a label or something like that, you know, they just expect for you to, you know, be that person. But, you know, I've always been very versatile, you know, coming up through Little League. I mean, it just so happened that I got big, you know, every offseason.
It's not a bad thing. I mean, it got you paid being
exactly.
Big.
It's not bad, you know. But every offseason, I come back trying to get even skinnier, you know, just to shake the label. But, you know, stuff happened, I mean, but... Yeah, like I said, I can catch, I can throw, I can, you know, everything.
Wait. You can throw. We got a scout here in Jason. I mean, you've seen him. Can he throw?
Yeah. He got a good little left hand on him. He also think he used to be a basketball player, so he think he was all Louisville.
Well, I know I didn't see him playing for Patino, so I don't think
you let him tell. He should have been the starting shooting guard or power forward or something.
Yeah, all of a sudden he's Peyton Siva. Who's the Louisville point guard, for people that don't know. There's so much I want to get into in terms of the roles you guys are going to play. I think with you, Jason, it's fairly simple.
Yeah.
You're the guy that's going to sit and watch unless something unfortunately happens to Cutler. But you, Michael, you're going to get an opportunity to do some things alongside Matt Forte, right?
Yeah, you know, I don't think once he's out, I think the offense will stay the same. He gets tired, the offense will stay the same, so... I mean, it's going to probably be the biggest role I've had, you know, being in the NFL, so I'm just looking forward to it.
Coming up next, we'll find out what was the black hole like in Oakland. Campbell, Bush, the new Bears, with us on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access rolls on here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Want to remind you that Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz, brought to you by Jimmy Johns, is your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. on Comcast Sportsnet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Bears getting set to take on the Broncos in their preseason opener in just a little bit. Pleased now to be joined here on the program by Jason Campbell and Michael Bush, the ex-Raiders turned Bears this offseason. And I guess that's where we'll pick it up, because I had an opportunity to visit Oakland last year when the Bears played the Raiders. A scary place. I don't think there's an NFL stadium in the league that scares me more. People talk about Philadelphia or New York. Man, it's scary to go through the tunnel if you're a member of the media, a visitor, and you're not wearing silver and black. How did you? I mean, you were a Redskin, then you became a Raider. What's that like being in there in Oakland?
Yeah, Oakland is it's different. You know, they call it a black hole for the reason, you know, and the other teams come in there, you know, the fans try to intimidate, you know, the opposing team.
It works.
By dressing up, you know, in Halloween masking and just when you're winning out there, it gets loud. People really get into it. And, you know, it's a rowdy place if you got a jail cell inside the stadium. So, yeah, definitely definitely, you know, if you're an opposing team coming in there, you better bring all your armor because you're going to need it.
And they use that jail cell. It's not, I mean, it gets back by the end of game. I mean, what was that? That's the only team you've known, Michael.
I loved it. You know, you see those articles where guys say something bad about the team or, you know, the fans, and, you know, as soon as they enter that stadium, you know, they're getting booed and, you know, the fans are going after them. So, I mean, that's a great place to play.
Is the mystique true? I mean, there's such a mystique and a secrecy about the Raiders to the rest of the league. Is it behind closed doors? What's it like?
Yeah, it's like his own island. You know, like the Raiders are the island of the NFL. You know, they have their own set of rules, own set of everything. You know, sometimes we used to get kind of upset when we was there because the fact that it seemed like every time the penalty flag over in the area was always against the Raiders.
Yeah, Hugh Jackson, I think, complained a lot about that.
It was like the most penalized, you know, team in the last decade.
Yeah, or when you're watching SportsCenter or something like that, you know, you always see highlights against the Raiders, or either you don't see them at all, you know, even where something was good. So, you know, the league just had it out for them, but, you know, I wouldn't change my path at all, man. I enjoyed my time there.
It was a rough few years before they brought you in, Jason, to be the quarterback, and then things kind of turned around a little bit.
Yeah, when I got there, I was I remember going there, and I remember having a talk with Coach Shanahan. He was telling me as a young team with a lot of talent, and just needed kind of some leadership. And I remember going there, and when I got there, you know, everything about the Raiders for speed, size, and quickness was there. And once the guys started buying into what we was doing, along with Coach Jackson bringing a different mentality there, I think the guys understood. Once you started winning, it became contagious. And then, you know, guys really care. I think that was the one thing, you know, from talking to Bush early on when I first got there, was the fact that once guys started caring and the locker room started changing a little bit, you know, they started kind of getting rid of guys that didn't want to be there or just was playing just to be playing. Start getting guys that actually cared about the game and cared about the team and the organization, things begin to get to go upright. And then, you know, we went undefeated our first year out there in the division and lost a couple of close games that could have put us in the playoffs. And last year was looking like a promising season, but, you know, unfortunately got cut kind of short.
Jason Campbell, Michael Bush, our guests here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, talking about their days in Oakland. Here, the McCaskey family kind of stays away. They don't put their hands all over the football operations of the program. They let their football people run the team. That wasn't the case for a long time in Oakland with Al Davis. What was that like? What kind of an owner was he? And you knew him near the end. You knew him for quite a while when you were there.
I think he was a great owner. I mean, you heard all the stories, you know, that people tell you. You know, I don't necessarily believe that he had his hand in a lot of the things that people hear. You know, I mean, I believe if he didn't like something, he was quick to tell you. But, I mean, if it wasn't about winning, you know, he didn't want none of this. All he wanted to win. You know, if he wanted the coach to change the game plan on Saturday morning or whatever it is, he ain't like it. And if he thought his idea was better, then maybe it was something that they had to do. But as far as that, man, he was very loyal to the players. I mean, he gave a lot of people opportunities, and you couldn't ask to, you know, play for a better, you know, owner.
Yeah, it was one thing I really respect about Mr. Davis was just the respect of, you know, how he actually cared about his players. And one thing I knew he was always going to tell me, I get that phone call, Jason, how you doing? I'm doing all right, Mr. Davis, how you doing? We're going deep this week, right? He always want to go deep.
Well, he drafted all the speed guys.
Yeah, he always want to go deep. And one thing I always respect about him, if I got on a flight and I landed somewhere, within 10 minutes after my flight, my phone would ring and he would be asking, how was your flight? Did you make it safely? I was like, gosh, you got to watch on me.
See, Daniel Snyder, I bet, didn't do that in Washington.
No, Mr. Davis really, really, like, cared like that. Like, he called and checked up on you and everything and made sure I was straight. He always asked if your family need anything or you need anything, I'm here for you and everything. And, you know, as a player, you respect that because you know that he has your back.
I guess that was only starting quarterback treatment.
Oh, you didn't get the call, Mike. Well, they are special. I mean, I think it's amazing to me when you watched him near the end, because he'd wear the flamboyant costumes and the outfits and the jumpsuits, and people don't realize that this guy was brilliant football mind back in the day. And I think sometimes, you know, they look at the hair, they look at all the outside stuff. But if you had a chance to talk to him, Jason. So
the first time I met him, when I got off my flight, my first year out there, I remember talking to him, and I sat in his office, and he would point out all the guys that was on his wall. And not what he just talk about them. He would talk about who they was married to. He would talk about their families. And the only way you know that, you have to have a close relationship with your players. And that just go to show you that he always kept a close relationship with all his guys. Because he, there was guys, if something happened, he would be the first one to send something to their families to make sure that they was okay. And you always heard that from older guys and from current players that's there now. And that's just the respect that people have for him, because he is bright. He's a brilliant mind. You know, he helped put the NFL together. And then the fact that when you look at him, you may think, oh man, he looks old. But when you talk to him, he talked like a 40-year-old bright man.
Yeah, I've always wondered what the younger guys on the team would think in the later years when you, because he didn't dress like anyone that you know.
Yeah, yeah. he had on the all white, and from the all white, you'll see the staff in all white. You see ladies working day in all white, the son all white. So you see that all white coming, you know it's Mr. Davis. So, but like Jason said, he knew everything about you. When I first met him, he asked me about stuff I'd done in high school. One day he was like, yo, I talked to your buddy, and he asked me about you. And I'm like, man, we don't have the same circle, no way. And so I know the Bear fan, you know, might not want to hear it, but, you know, Mr. Paul Horning, who played in the Green Bay and all that. So he's, you know, he gives an award out all the time in high school and things like that. So he know that I have a relationship with Mr. Horning. And so he just knew, you know, everything about, you know, my past.
One of the coolest things, and we got to take a break here, but one of the coolest things I think that the Raiders did, you guys had training camp in Napa, in wine country, in a nice hotel. Nothing wrong with Bourbonnais, but it's a little different to be a Raider during training camp. When we come back, we'll find out what's it like to be a Bear and what you've learned in your brief time wearing the navy blue and orange. That's next with Jason Campbell and Michael Bush on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Alongside Jason Campbell and Michael Bush, I'm Zach Zaidman, and this is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Tonight's Bears game against the Broncos is brought to you by United Airlines. The first 25,000 fans entering Soldier Field will receive a Bears United Airlines 2012 magnetic schedule. The Chicago Bears would like to thank United Airlines for their continued support as a Hall of Fame partner and for proudly flying the Bears for over 40 years. You had a very loud coach over the last couple of years in Hugh Jackson. With Oakland, Lovie Smith is a very different head coach than, and you've played for so many different people in your career, Jason. Where does Lovie Smith rank in terms of just demeanor, what you've heard about him before you came here, and now that you've had a little bit of a chance to experience what he's like?
Oh, he ranks amongst the top, and the reason I say that is just because the fact that even before coming here, I've always said, you know, when you look at Coach Smith, you look at an even keel guy. Like, when things are going great, you never see him get too high. When things aren't going well, you never see him get too low. And I think that's the reason the Bears have been so successful over the years, because they don't just fluctuate up and down when things based off the situation. They always keep a even keel, and it always trickles down from the top to and goes down. And I think the players just adapt to his attitude and his mindset. Like, when there's a pressure situation in the game, I think the players pretty much stay calm, because you're looking at him, you can't even tell anything's going on, and he's so calm, and he knows when to address situations, and he knows when to, like, you know, let the guys work itself out.
There was a fan that once emailed me a poster of Lovie Smith, and it's got four different faces of Lovie, but they're the same face, and underneath it says happy, sad, mad, angry, but yet it's the same guy. The facial expression doesn't move. You can't say the same, though, Michael, about the offensive coordinator, Mike Tice. He's a different kind of cat.
Yeah, he'll let you know. I mean, regardless of what you're doing, if you're doing something on the sideline or, you know, at practice, you know, that's not related to football, but somehow he managed to throw a joke in there to remind you that you didn't do something right. So I'm enjoying it. You know, he's funny. I mean, he means what he says, and he says what he means. So, I mean,
There's no BS to him.
Exactly.
He's very direct.
Exactly. Straightforward. And if you can't handle it, then I don't know what to tell you.
You know,
you can respect that, because you don't have to worry about what's on his mind, because he's going to tell you exactly what's on his mind.
What are meetings like with him?
Oh, they're fun. You know, he's always, you know, he's the O-line coach first, but he's always messing with the linemen. And then, you know, he messes with the other guys, and like Michael said, he always throw a joke in there, you know, to get you every now and then. And so it's fun. You know, I think we have a really cool coaching staff. Like, I see everyone get along, you know, everyone talk to each other. And, like, they're very, like, you can approach them and talk to them. You know, you're not afraid to go talk to them about anything.
And they listen. I think they take into account what, right, what the players have to say, which doesn't always happen everywhere.
Yeah, because, you know, in the NFL, you know, one thing about the NFL, you know, egos. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think they have egos like that. I think you can go talk to them and they can talk to you about a situation. Or if you have a, like, say you see a play and you like it, you know, you can go to them with it and they'll find a way to put it in for you because they feel like they want to, the players are the ones that play. So they want to make you feel comfortable when you're playing.
I think that happens because Mike Tice played. You know, sometimes when you play, you have a different kind of appreciation. The only thing that a player can relate to a player, where if you haven't played the game, you might not know things that you can only know by being out there on the field. Yeah. I mean, he's one of those guys.
Yeah, that's just like with the running back coach, Coach Spencer. I mean, you know, he may be teaching something, and another player might not understand it, but I may understand it in a different way, and he allows me to coach the player, you know, even though I'm like a vet now, I can say that. So,
oh, look at him.
I'm allowed to, you know, teach the other running back.
Yeah.
Yo, this is the way I learn it, and this is how I understand it, you know, a different way than he does. As long as it's correct, you know, he's fine with it. As long as the job gets done at the end of the day, you know, they're cool with it.
Yeah, see, that's a cool thing that the Bears do have. Michael Bush and Jason Campbell, our guests here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. From the time that you started playing, Jason, at Auburn till now, how many different offensive coordinators have you had?
Let me see. It's 4 years in college.
A trivial question.
I think it's
we might be here all show.
I think it's like eight to nine and 12 years.
My goodness.
So you know, it's been one of those situations, you know. I always tell people, you know, no matter the situation, try to make it the best of it. You know, always stay positive minded about it. I've had coaches, you know, you have a great year with them, and then the next year, you know, rightfully so, they get offered head coaching jobs, and, you know, your goal is to move up, and, you know, they move up and take the jobs. And so, you know, it's been a situation where I've always had to learn and keep learning and learning. And, you know, sometimes you just wonder what it feels like to just be in the offense for 4 or 5 years where you just keep graduating and graduating to the next phase.
It's got
to
be eating you in the back of your mind.
Because you feel like sometimes you're always playing and thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, you haven't ever just got to the point where you just be like, you know, I can go out here and play because I done seen this play against all kind of defenses. No matter what they throw at me, I know how to approach it. But instead, you sometimes sticking to the progression just because you're still learning. You know, you're learning something new. You know, so what I'm trying to say is a lot of stuff is just not instinct.
Right.
You know, like you would want it to be because you're always having to learn things. And then it's just like going to school. You know, just like going to school all the time, you stop and start. You know, you take another algebra class.
Yeah, you know, the Bears defense, for example, has been the nucleus, has been together since 2004. Same system, same head coach, you know, and they've played together. They know things without having to say. You can give a glance to somebody, boom, and you can make a play.
That's why they've been so successful, because the same guys in the same system. And after a while, you get to a point where you know that system. You can start to teach the other younger players that's coming in the system. And then you can start to communicate where you see something and you know that play is not going to work because that defense is on it. You can change it within your way with the receivers, with eye contact or with some kind of signal to get a completion because you graduated to that next phase.
What's he like in the huddle, Michael?
He's not like this. I don't think he talks as much.
Well, it's a good thing he's a talker. I mean, we're doing a radio show. I mean, we can put you on the hot seat if you want. No, but is he?
No, he's always been calm to me. You know, even when times got rough in Oakland, he's never, froze up or anything. You know, he talks to you, you know.
Inspires confidence.
Oh, yeah, confidence. I mean, tell you good job, you know, never bad mouth you, you know, even though say someone may come beat a tackle or whatnot, you know, he's always encouraging them, let's go, you know, let's get him next time. So I mean, anytime you got a positive reinforcement like that in the huddle, man, makes you have more fun on, you know, on the field.
Have you ever been with a team that has the kind of firepower that the Bears appear to have on offense?
Man, we're loaded. You know, we're loaded. Like you know, having Brandon Marshall here is the early Christmas gift. You know, to this team, and like I said, I've seen Devin Hester, out here in practice, and he's amazing with his speed and quickness, and Earl Bennett, and it's just, you know, the list continues. You know, Alshon coming in, and then Michael. So it's just, you know, we have a team that's loaded with talent, but like I said, we all just got to keep working and grinding to put it together.
Yeah, I think in the past we've had it in Oakland, but now it's just more polished. Yeah. So it's just going to take, you know, everybody's game to the next level.
I think, yeah, like Michael said, we had it in Oakland, but it's just more veterans doing it. Where we was in Oakland, we was a young team where you can see us growing to that. But here it's already been established.
You just got a lot of people excited that are listening right now, maybe heading to the game to watch the Bears and Broncos. Jason Campbell, Michael Bush with us. Are you a Bears authority? That's next right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Subway, Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. on Fox Chicago, starting September 9th. And Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago, starting September 2nd. It's all part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. And we're joined by a couple of new Chicago Bears, so this should be fun. I'm Zach Zaidman, pleased to have Jason Campbell and Michael Bush with me here on the program. It's time now to play Are You a Bears Authority? Now, the last couple of shows, the veterans have won. Jay Cutler crushed Brandon Marshall. He was a newcomer. And then we had a first-timer on the show. Roberto Garza was on the show for the very first time with Brian Urlacher, and Urlacher dusted him off the radio. It's going to be interesting because both of you guys, I think, have the same amount of Bears knowledge, which isn't much yet. So you're trying to create your own Bears memories. So this could be a very interesting very interesting segment here. Here's the way it works. It's brought to you by Sports Authority. And when I ask a question, all you have to do is say your first name. I call on you. You get a chance to answer the question. If you get it right, boom, we move on to the next one. If you get it wrong, the other guy has a chance to answer the question. Whoever's got the most right after seven questions wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. So, Jason, you're going to be playing for Bears fan Matt Brezina. And Michael, you're going to be playing for Bears fan Eric Ramirez. So it's not just Jason against Michael. It's Jason and Matt against Michael and Eric.
Well, I want to apologize to Eric just in case.
So, and if you're listening right now and you want to sign up for a future Are You a Bears Authority game, all you have to do is go to chicagobears.com/CBN and click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of our shows. Ready?
Ready.
I'm kind of excited about this because I have no idea how it's going to play out. What year was head coach Lovie Smith's first season with the Bears?
Jason.
Go ahead.
2003.
Wrong.
Oh, man. 2004.
Michael has the 1-0 lead.
That was awful in year.
Man, you know what's funny is earlier in the show, I thought for sure you were going to get it because earlier you said this is Lovie Smith's 9th season.
Yeah.
So,
he
man.
Can't add.
Hold on, hold on. 2012 minus 9 is what? 2003.
But he's about to, see, there you go. But he's about
but
to
he's
begin.
About
his, yeah,
to,
he has not completed the 9th season. But,
oh,
yeah.
See, that's, come on, a tricky, to, that's a tricky question,
yeah,
then.
He, but basically,
I should get 50% bonus
points. We'll talk to Michael.
Yeah,
although I
got a bit split.
I believe Michael just implied that Louisville's a better school than Auburn. I mean, in a roundabout way. Is that not what happened here?
Now, see, Louisville had to come to Auburn to find a head coach.
That is a documented fact. The other thing is, when he couldn't have played at Auburn when you were there because, I mean, there were some backs. You had some backs at Auburn.
Whoa.
Right? I mean, again, I'll just let you guys discuss maybe during the commercial break or something.
I got to play basketball then, huh?
I think he could have played basketball at Auburn. Maybe not Louisville, but. All right, question number two. Michael has a 1-0 lead, which means Eric Ramirez right now is a happy man. Who is the oldest player on the Bears roster right now?
Michael.
Go ahead.
I want to say, Urlacher.
Nope.
Hell, since it's not Urlacher.
I got to get this one back. I know who this one is.
Oh, Pat.
Yes.
Manley.
Yes, correct. Jason Campbell with the rebound. It's 1-1.
All right. Snapper.
I still get 50% off the last one. It's a split.
He is. And by the way, Patrick Manley is one of those guys. He could be. I know, like, people just go, he's a long snapper. He could be. Pound for pound, when you look at the team, as good at his job as any single player on the Bears is at theirs.
15 years in one position.
I mean, that's
you
know,
a long time.
In a league where it's not for long, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so that's
one team.
Pretty impressive. All right. Which current Bears receiver went to the same college as Jay Cutler?
Oh, Jason. Earl Bennett.
that's an SEC thing right there.
That's a receiver quarterback thing.
Yeah. Yeah. No, your personnel.
And by the way, everyone talks about, which is the KYP, and everyone keeps on talking about Brandon Marshall and what he brings, and he's spectacular, and he's doing things on the practice field every single day that wow you. Earl Bennett, quietly, I think he's going to have a great
game. The silent assassin.
That's what he is.
Yeah, a silent assassin.
And he knows every single receiver position, mm-hmm. so like Brandon, he can switch off, and he just makes plays. Mm-hmm. You know, a year ago, he was a big part of the Bears' 7-3 start. All right, question number four. Jason's got a 2-1 lead here on Are You a Bears Authority. What NFL team did Julius Peppers play for before coming to the Bears?
Jason. Mike.
North Carolina Panthers. Carolina Panthers.
Yes, technically you are correct. So
he did play the University of North Carolina, but it's Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, he got them all in one shot here. All right, so it's a 3-1 lead. Michael's going to need a big-time comeback here in the fourth quarter.
I'm trying to let you finish the question. That's my fault.
All right, here we go.
He did finish the question. I'm talking about Louisville, they're a step behind Auburn.
Man, I'll let you guys just – don't fight on the show. You got a game tonight. All right, question five. What round of the draft was Matt Forte selected in?
Mike.
Go ahead.
Second.
All right, see? He knows his backs. Man. It's a 3-2 lead.
He's in a room.
Things are getting tight here as we head down the stretch. What is Forte like? I mean, you played with a lot of good backs. What's Forte like?
I think he's quiet, but the more he's getting to know me, he has to start talking more. So, he's awesome to watch, man. I mean, I had the opportunity to be around two good backs, McFadden and Forte, and watching those guys, man, this is unbelievable. I'm a fan on the sideline, so, it's just, I can't ask to be in a better role.
You know what I just got out of that? This guy talks a lot, doesn't he, Jason?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is he, like, in an annoying way or that kind of way that, like
pump the Cookie Monster, and I think the Cookie Monster don't talk.
It's clear you guys became friends in Oakland. All right, question number six. Bears quarterbacks coach Jeremy Bates was offensive coordinator in 2010.
What team? Mike.
Yes.
Denver.
Oh, he didn't even finish the question.
Oh, okay. No. You want me to finish the question?
Yeah, finish the question. I get the first answer.
The Bears quarterbacks coach Jeremy Bates was offensive coordinator in 2010 for what NFL team?
Seattle.
Yes. How about that? If you had listened to the end of the question.
This is
he would have listened to the end of the question, just like it is in the huddle. They would stay in the huddle and listen to the whole play, then they wouldn't get messed up.
Hold on, I want to tell Eric this is already set up for me to lose.
Oh, really?
So if he doesn't get the gift card, it's not my fault.
I mean, come on. There were a lot of offensive questions here. There was a little bit of a mix.
Personnel wisely, man.
Yeah, I mean, we can go. And by the way, congratulations to Matt Brezina, who wins the gift certificate courtesy of Jason Campbell to Sports Authority. Eric Ramirez, I mean, you got to give Michael a little bit of an applause.
I tell you what Michael's really good at.
Oh, no.
Golf.
Okay. I thought we were going in a different direction. That's good. Is he really?
Golf. Yeah, he thinks he can play golf really well. He plays enough holes. I've never seen anyone play 36 holes in one day.
I'm getting better, man. Even my off days here in camp, I go out and play. So I got my handicap down to an 18. I've only been playing for 7 months. So, it's something that I want to do after football. So, hey.
But I don't have to take lessons to go out and beat him, so it's all good.
I knew there was a shot coming. Jason Campbell and Michael Bush. When we come back, we will have you guys interview each other about the things that you want to embarrass each other about. That's next, right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears Broncos coming up in the preseason opener a little bit later on tonight. This is Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. Zach Zimmerman, pleased to be joined by Jason Campbell and Michael Bush. And it just hit me. We were talking in the break about how close Michael was to getting answers right. But again, this is a game about, finishing, not necessarily. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's about results, not how close you got. But there is a major Denver connection, not just the fact that the Bears are playing the Broncos tonight, but we had it with the first show and we had Cutler and Marshall on. Had they not decided to hire Josh McDaniels, so many guys would not be Bears. When you think about it, there's no way Cutler asks out if they hire McDaniels. So he asked out, ends up coming here. Jeremy Bates was let go. Mike Shanahan gets let go. He goes to Washington. You don't go to Oakland if he comes to Washington and makes the trade for McNabb at the time, right? You go to Oakland. That didn't work out. You come here, Jeremy Bates comes here because he knows Jay and knows Brandon Marsh. It's amazing how that move to say goodbye to Mike Shanahan opened the door for the Bears to get all this unbelievable offensive talent.
Yeah. You just never know about the NFL. You know, it's like I say, you can't figure it out. People always be like, well, next year, I worry about now, today, and tomorrow. You know, I worry about other stuff because you never know.
How long does it take to learn that lesson? How quickly in the NFL?
Oh, very quick, because, you know.
You just see so many transactions with people, and you just, you know, if it's your turn, you get a shot, man. The window opportunity is slim, and you got to, man, you got to make the best of it.
Exactly. Like, shoot, before I got to Oakland, you know, they hadn't had a, you know, winning time in a long time. And you fact that we was winning, and you think you about to be there for a while, you know, because all us young and the nucleus is the same and shit. You get hurt in mid-season, and you're still 4-2, and boom, this thing, you know, they done made a trade for somebody else.
Yeah, for people who don't know the situation, the Raiders got off to, I think, a 3-2 start at the time last year, right?
And then it was 4-2.
4-2. Mm-hmm. You broke the collarbone.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, before you know it, they trade away all these picks and bring in Carson Palmer. Mm-hmm. And you must have known at the time, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you know, because everything that we gave up, I was like, there's no way they can sign both of us. You know, because what we gave up, two first-round picks, is, you know, like, you don't give that up just for somebody for the rest of the season.
Right.
You know, like, that's.
And it happened so fast. Yeah. You know, it's like you stunned, you shocked. You know, you may hear it from someone else. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, it's just a business.
I mean, and then you had an opportunity, Michael, because McFadden gets hurt. You know, you end up rushing for close to 1,000 yards coming off the bench. That's pretty impressive. That's not easy to do. So it's about taking advantage of the opportunity when it's there. You did. You got an opportunity because of, unfortunately, an injury. I just think when you look at the league and you have an opportunity to win and you know you're on a good team, got to take advantage of it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because there's nothing's ever promised, and there's no guarantees in any of this. And like I say, you know, you can't sit and worry about the things that happened in the past. You can't change them. They can't do anything for you. You can't be bitter. You just got to use it as a stepping stone to stay positive and keep moving forward.
That's really true when they say, you know, whatever play you had before, bad play, bad pick, fumble, you got to leave that behind you. You know, if not, they can just cause problems on down the line for you if that's still in your mind from where you messed up the first time.
All right, we're here with Jason Campbell and Michael Bush. I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to embarrass the other. What should we know, Jason, about Michael that he probably would not want us to know?
Oh, what did he get? what did he get in his travel bag when we get ready to go on away trips?
I'm looking. Oh,
wow. Stuff that you asked for, like cookies.
What kind of cookies?
Chocolate chip cookies. Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Man, I don't know if Rusty Jones the.
Hey, as long as I make that scale. Where it's supposed to be.
But see, the point is, though, when he bring the cookie, he know he got to bring two more.
for you.
Oh, yeah. We share.
So we know who's going to be eating on the team playing a lot. That's going to be interesting. Now, give us an idea, because Jason seems so, almost like the quarterback. He's the perfect guy. He doesn't embarrass himself, doesn't say anything crazy. What's he like when you don't see him with the microphone on?
Once you get to know Jason, he talks. And that's
learning. He talks.
You know, that's why I'm laughing. You know,
it's the Jason Campbell show. We're just on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I might as well go ahead and leave. but no, I mean, he has a lot of knowledge. You know, he has an old spirit, old soul, and he just, you know, I mean, if you have any questions about anything, you know, he's a good guy to go talk to. You know, he might not just randomly open up to you, but you go to him, and, you know, and if he feels like you, I think you're a good guy and you're serious, like a problem, you can go and actually talk to him, you know. Some players may brush it off or, you know, not worry about it, but he's a good friend and a teammate to have.
What's Jay Cutler like?
Jay is, he's really opening up this, I haven't had a chance to be around him before I got here.
But, that's why I'm asking. Yeah, because there's a reputation
camp,
that he
this training
has.
Camp, from teammates and, you know, even Coach Bates, you know, they say he's been a lot more open and everything.
That means he likes what he's seeing.
Yeah, probably so. You know, I guess bringing Brandon Marshall here really helps.
But it does. I mean, that guy is special. I mean, you watch him out on the practice field. Every single practice, there's a wow play.
Yeah.
And even the ordinary plays.
Yeah. I respect Brandon Marshall because sometimes you see guys get paid and they kind of scale it back a level. You see him, he's trying to see how great he can be. You know, he's trying to maximize every ability and talent that he has. And I think it's phenomenal to see in practice because I think it's really going to rub off through all the rest of the guys as well.
You know what I like is when Michael Bush was – people were interviewing him early on in camp, he was talking about how he didn't come here just to be a backup. He understands that's the deal with Matt Forte as the starter. But you're pushing, and I like that because
– I got to. You know, if I don't push, then Matt, you know, he probably settles. But as long as I keep pushing, he knows – he gets his job done, I come in, we'll be a great tandem, you know. And that's the same thing I did in Oakland, you know. I let them know just because I'm here and I'm the backup, it's not going to be easy for you, so don't mess up.
That's football. Jason exactly. Campbell, Michael Bush, our guests on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Tune in to Bears Insider, brought to you by McDonald's, featuring Jeff Joniak and Bears head coach Lovie Smith, Monday nights at 7 p.m. starting August 27th on our sister station, News Radio 780 WBBM and 105.9 FM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. This is also one of them, Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, alongside Jason Campbell and Michael Bush. I'm Zach Zaidman. In our final few moments here, as the Bears get ready to take on the Broncos, give me an idea of what this offense is going to look like, because Mike Tyson's new, so no one's really seen him coordinate an offense before. You guys know, you see the playbook, you understand what you're doing out on the practice field. Can you verbalize for me what this offense is going to look like?
The key word he says all the time is explosiveness. Deep balls, big runs, guys catching a 2-yard, you know, pass and turning it to 15 to 20 yards. So we've been trying to get a lot of explosive plays in camp.
And you do that with balance.
Yeah, I think the one thing that that he has on his team is like I said, is balance. You know, it's not that we can go into a game, we can run the ball successfully, we can throw it successfully, we can do play action successfully. And say if a defense come in the game, they want to shut one part of your offense down, you still can win with the other part of your offense. And I think that's something that's big and something that can help us.
I think there are multiple threats. The Bears haven't really had this before where you have multiple Pro Bowl players on offense on the field at the same time, whether it's Marshall and Matt Forte. I think Cutler has Pro Bowl-like ability. And there's so many different ways you can go. You can't cover everybody. And we haven't even talked about Devin Hester yet, you know, because they've been very high on Devin Hester. From what you guys have seen, the question has always been, does he get it as a wide receiver? Well, you watch practice.
I think it's just all about opportunities for him. I think he's a guy that, you know, that's always been, you know, a playmaker. He makes plays on special teams, and then you watch some of the passing games. He makes a lot of plays in the passing game. You know, I think, you know, his opportunities were limited, you know, where now he have more opportunities to make even more plays. So I think he's always had it in him. You know, you're only as good as your opportunity. And I feel like, you know, now, you know, he'll have more opportunities to make more plays.
What's it like practicing against that defense?
They might be the smartest guys I played against.
Really?
Oh, man, they calling out everything. You know, we might signal some or check some. I mean, not that sometimes they haven't seen it, but after you ran it once, you know, they on to it. You know, if we check, they may check or fake check. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just know what's going on.
So take me into the chess match, so to speak, between the offense and defense. If you see a defense knows what you're doing, do you change it up?
Not all the time. You know, sometimes it's, all right, you know, you may know what we're doing, but still got
to
stop it.
Yeah, we think we're better than what you're going to do to stop it.
That's where the ego thing come in.
Still got to stop it. And then, you know, sometimes, you know, you can change it up. You know, you can, you know, check a play here and there and get to something else. But it's only because you see each other every day in practice. You know, if it was going to a game, you game plan and all those different things. And, you know, they'll see things differently. But I think it's great work for the offense and the defense to be attacking each other every day because we're all working for the same goal.
And I think it makes you better. I think the Bears defense is going to get better because they're taking on a more talented offense than they have in the past. I mean, when you now have to look at guys that can hurt you with that explosion that you talked about, it changes everything up. What are you looking – when you look at the game tonight, what's the most important thing? I'm talking about every phase. So first team, second team, third team. What do you want to see from each group that's going to be out there on the field?
I think just, you know, from the snap of the ball, the get off. You know, how fast we come off the ball and contact. You know, how well we hold up on blocks. For as quarterbacks, you know, it's going to be real limited on what we're doing because you don't want to do too much early on in the preseason. Yeah, so just how fast can you drop back, go through your progression, get the ball out of your hands. Receivers, how fast can you run your routes, get in and out of your routes. And running backs, just getting that contact used to them again.
Mm-hmm. The executing, you know, and even times get rough, even though it's, you know, maybe the third guys are in, you know, just see how, you know, everybody unfolds. You know, I'm just excited. This is just something different. I want to see.
Hey, it's go time, right?
It's go time. I just want to see how the, you know, I know about the Oakland crowd, but now I want to see how the Bears roll. You know, how the Bears crowd is going, you know, at Soldier Field. So I'm looking forward to that.
I think you're going to get excited running out of that tunnel at Soldier Field. There's no black hole here, but it's just, it's nonstop love from the fans.
There's a lot of tradition here, and I'm looking forward to it.
I think the one thing we both excited about is when you walk into that stadium, you know, it's sold out every week. Because you just know that the people coming in there to watch football, and it's going to be sold out every week.
It's going to be a fun night. For Jason Campbell, Michael Bush, I'm Zach Zaman. It was great getting to know you guys here on Bears All Access. We hope to visit with you guys again at some point season. See what happens against the Broncos.
Yeah, I need a rematch for this game, man. I owe Eric something.
Yeah, it was not a good performance for RU Bears Authority. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Sports Authority and has been sponsored by Toyota and Verizon.